Nothing to worry about. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Last week, I told you about NASA's comforting web video reassuring us that the Mayan calendar does not, in fact, predict the end of the world 9 days from now.
It's just the end of a cycle and the beginning of a new one.
Dan Yeomans of NASA's Near Earth Object Program put up the video because of Mayan-inspired concerns about an encounter with a rogue planet.
So this enormous planet is supposed to be coming toward Earth, but if it were, we would have seen it long ago.
Making the point that all this Mayan stuff is a lot of bunk. And then, what pops onto my screen Tuesday but this story from space.com, and I quote, "A newfound asteroid gave Earth a close shave early today, zipping between our planet and the moon just 2 days after astronomers first spotted it." Now, several words jump out from that story. The words "newfound" and "just 2 days" indicate this was a surprise, and that we wouldn't have had much time to aim our anti-asteroid rockets, much less build some. The phrase "between our planet and the moon" is also slightly unsettling because that seems closer than you'd want 9 days from the end of the meaningless Mayan calendar. Of course, astronomers will point out that this asteroid was just 120 feet across and that even though it was between the Earth and the moon, it was still 140,000 miles away. But I want to point out that 140,000 miles is less than what's on my car's odometer. So I'm still willing to believe the Mayan stuff is bunk. But no more surprise asteroids before Christmas, okay? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.